I believe that y'all know how I feel about AG1, and you know when I traveled to Birmingham last week for the live show that I took my AG1 with me because I never want to skip it. Here's why I love AG1. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be simple. And AG1 is just one scoop mixed in water or Pedialyte or juice once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, clear, and ready to start my day. I just function better when I take my AG1. One of the things I love is that AG1 is constantly looking for how to do things better. They're at 52 iterations of their formula and counting. They're always looking for better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. One of the things Perry and I have really said is since we've started taking AG1, we have not gotten sick. I love that AG1 ingredients include vitamin C and zinc that supports our immune health. AG1 was designed with ease in mind. You can live healthier and better without having to complicate your routine. That is what I love about them. If there's one product that I would recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 387 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to recap our Birmingham live show, all the fun and festivities that went on while Melanie was here last week and while some of y'all were here last week. We're going to talk about what we did after the live show, about Melanie's travel back home, and basically just have a good catch up. We would love for y'all to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have an upcoming episode with our friend Michael from Michael's Must Haves talking about spring fashion. And we have our live Q&A coming up this Sunday night at 8:30 Central. Also, be sure to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 387. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We think we have a delay.
I know, but do we? I can't tell.
I think this is better. I think okay. This is better than it was last time.
Okay. All right. It feels right that here, our first podcast after the live show, that we would have a delay because my brain is basically set in delay mode right now.
Oh, what is a thought? You know, my favorite picture from the live show is one that somebody screenshot from watching the live stream, which is when it's you and Cole and me up front. And I'm holding two microphones for reasons I don't remember.
Yes.
You are talking animatedly to the audience with no microphone. And Cole's sitting there like, what's going on?
Why? How did I end up here? He's like, how did I end up here? One day I was talking to Nick Saban and the next day I'm on the couch with these two fools.
I know. God. Well, we've had a live show here in Birmingham. We have lived a lot of life since we last recorded.
Yes, we have. And
we are on the other side. I don't know if you feel like it's not so much like a weight has been lifted, but it is sort of like a weight has been lifted.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a weird, and as you know, we'll go into a minute that I'm still in travel recovery mode, but I feel like now, like my book is all turned in, my edits are done, this show is done. Like, I don't really have anything. Like, I'm like, what am I about to do with my life over the next couple of months?
Yes. I had the same series of questions that I asked myself this morning because I didn't dread the live show here, but yeah. You kind of always know it's coming.
Yeah.
I didn't dread the Helen dinner, but you always kind of know it's coming and you're kind of, you know, getting ready and, mm-hmm. And trying to think of all the things you need to anticipate and then it's done.
Yeah.
I wondered, is this what people feel like after they've planned a wedding? You know? Oh,
maybe so. Maybe so. Like, because It's just all the buzz and everything and there's so many logistics and all the stuff and getting there and it's been on my calendar for so long and now I'm like, oh, and I mean, but I will tell you that last night I slept the sleep of angels.
I'm so glad you deserved it. You deserved it.
Uh-huh. I crashed, but I'm going to tell you that a really unfortunate thing has occurred at our house.
Oh, no.
And then we're going to get in. So in the morning, so Perry gets up, you know, he leaves here before it's even light outside. He does leave to go work at the literal crack of dawn. And so what happens is the dogs get up with him about 4:30 in the morning. Then he leaves and he leaves the dogs in the kitchen in their beds. So they're like in our living area in their beds. And then that's where they stay until I come out at whatever time I decide to wander out of the bedroom.
And at your personal crack of dawn.
At my personal crack of dawn. This morning I had set my alarm for 10:30 is what I'm going to tell you. But what happened was at 9:15, somewhere Mabel has now discovered that she can knock on the bedroom door and wake me up.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
This is a new development. But all of a sudden I was like, is Perry coming in our bedroom? It's like, because it was loud in the door. And then it did it again. And I was like, that's Mabel knocking at the freaking door, waking me up. So I got up because I thought something. And she wanted to rush outside to go eat some grass. So I'm hoping it's just because she was having some stomach issues. But I'm like, if Mabel has figured out how to wake me up in the morning, we're going to have to come up with a new system because this is not good.
Right. Yeah. You know? That's going to cut into your rest time for sure.
Yeah. I can't have her waking me up at the crack of dawn at 9:30.
That's right. What was her reaction when you got home?
Oh, she flipped out. I mean, she completely flipped out. Now, it didn't hurt that when we landed, which this is a whole other story we'll get into later. When we landed, it was in the middle of a thunderstorm here. So that freaks her out anyway. And then the combination of me getting home, and then we're going to talk about that Caroline was with me, which was also an unexpected thing. It's a lot of stimulation at 1 a.m. is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, Hazel also out of her mind, just out of her mind, then couldn't decide if she wanted to sit with me or not. Like she kept jumping up and jumping down.
Yeah.
I mean, just out of her mind. Mm-hmm. So she's now my shadow anywhere I go.
Yeah.
That's where she would like to be.
Same. I mean, Mabel was draped all the way across my lap this morning, and she normally likes to be as close to me without actually being on me. But like now we're just completely, apparently she would like to climb inside my skin if she could.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well. So, the Birmingham live show, what a time. First of all, let me say there were so many things that I loved, but first of all, the city of Birmingham could not have been better. What a great venue. What a delightful town you live in. I love seeing all of our people love Birmingham. It was
that made
so
me the
good.
Happiest. That made me the happiest of everything was how much our podcast people love Birmingham and getting to share the things that I love and that you love in Birmingham with our podcast people. Like it was an adrenaline endorphin surge for me. It made me so happy. And even though we did like the live show guide, and even though we said, you know, here are the things that we love, here are the places that we like to visit when Melanie's in town, here's my favorite shoe store, Gus Meyer, all of that. I don't think I really took in or considered how enthusiastically like our live show people would like participate in that.
Yes.
So it was Wednesday afternoon, my friend Maggie at Guest Meyer was like, Sophie, hey. And then Thursday morning I had a text from her. She was like, you got no idea what's happening in here. Anyway, we ended up going by there before y'all left town on Saturday, and it was so fun. And there were still podcast people in there.
Yeah.
But it was so fun to hear about just the stories and the shoes and all the things.
Yes.
And it was that way everywhere we went, from Helen to At Home to Soka to like just all the places, to Lady Bird Taco, all the places that we love to go. Our podcast friends were there too, and had made friends with the owners and the managers of those establishments. It was great.
It was crazy. I was not prepared. When I got, I think it was on Thursday before the show, when all of a sudden on my Instagram, I was like, somebody's tagged you in a post, and it was the pants store that said,
the pants store.
It's like, what is happening? The pants store where they were like, thanks, Big Boo, for sending people. And, you know, there are so many ways that I feel like over the years where you kind of go, our podcast listeners are our people, like where you mm-hmm. know that there are people, different things that y'all comment or you, messages you leave or things you say on Patreon or whatever. But I don't think anything solidified it more than like people at Gus Meyer saying, so some of your people bought 9 pairs of shoes. Like,
hello. It delighted me. And not only that, not only just the commitment to the full mm-hmm. retail experience, but as I have looked at pictures over the last couple of days,
yes,
I could not get over, my mama would have been the happiest person in Birmingham if she could have been there Thursday night and seen what everybody was wearing.
Yes.
Whether it was part of a theme that you had come up with a friend mm-hmm. or a group of friends, or you had pulled out your best, cutest, floral, ruffly dress, whatever, just yep. the thought that went into that. So the pictures just look like springtime. Any picture of the audience looks like springtime. It's like Easter Sunday is what it looks like with some themed outfits in the mix. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. So somebody said like this live show audience could be my Pinterest board for fashion yes. inspiration. And it was so true. And I think because right now all the florals and the bright colors are in, like it was the brightest, most fun audience, like whether you had on jeans with a cute top, the sandals, the shoes, the dresses, the whole thing. It was so good, y'all. It was mm-hmm. it was so good. It made me so happy.
Yeah. Y'all came to play. Y'all really did.
Yeah, you did.
Came to play. Mm-hmm. And Birmingham appreciates it. And we so appreciate it. And I really did not anticipate. I mean, I knew Birmingham, it's a great place to live. It's a fun place to visit, I feel like, people tell me. Mm-hmm. But because we've got that Homewood area, you know, where you can walk and shop and
yep.
it was just a really good place to have a live show. And so, yeah. you know, at some point down the road, maybe we'll do it again here.
Yeah. It was so good. I just loved everything mm-hmm. about it. It was super fun. And then the live show itself. Listen,
the live show itself. Where Where to start?
Y'all, I live in South Texas and summer is coming and I have a real fear of my deodorant not working because if you find yourself in that situation in the middle of the day, there isn't much you can do about it. And I feel like I've tried so many different deodorants over the years trying to find one that really works. That is why I love Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's making it so none of us have to worry about this again. Unlike other deodorants, Lumi is powdered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your underarms to your feet. And as a special offer, new customers can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. Here's what I love about Lumi, besides the fact that it actually works. It rolls on smooth, it feels soft on your skin, it's not irritating. I love the toasted coconut, it smells like a little trip to the beach every time I put it on. Lumi has been a game changer for me, it really works. I also love the lavender sage, it's great even after a hard workout in the South Texas sun, it lasts all day. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BIGBOO for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com.
How about with the fact that the air wasn't working correctly? Oh,
listen,
in the main room, do I get nervous before a live show? Not really. I get a little like anxious, maybe,
yeah.
or a little like,
yeah.
So I couldn't let it go. I couldn't let it go that the air, because those pants.
It was the pants.
Those silver pants. I mean, man. They were not built for a place that was warm. They were not built for that.
And I'm going to tell you that what was so interesting, because Sophie had said, like, she was like, hey, y'all, I need that venue to be cold. Like, it needs to be cold leading up to, for weeks. Like, hey, this is going to need to be cold, because here's what y'all also are, where you're people. A lot of us are perimenopausal.
That's so right.
We're like, we're a bunch of women. We're going to be crowded in this room. We need the air to be working. I'm going to tell you that they did get the air working in the green room, which was so cold that Caroline and I pre-show had to go sit out in the hallway, because I was like, Sophie did not. But I was like, I can't sit in this room. It's so freezing. But for whatever—
It was about 58 degrees in there, honestly.
It was. It was so cold. But for whatever reason, they couldn't get that air to go up to where the room was, where the actual show was happening, which was where the air was most key. So that was unfortunate in the whole scheme
of things. But y'all were troopers. And a lot of people have said after the fact, hey, I wasn't that hot.
Yeah.
Like, it was good. I think I was probably that hot. One, because I had on those silver pants and a long sleeve sequin shirt. But, and two, we were on stage. We had lights and all that. But still, I look back on the night and it makes me smile. From Melanie going the wrong way when we walked in and really committing to a path for her entrance that would not lead to the stage. It just led to the front of the room, but not to the stage itself. From that point to being able to talk to the kids in the show, to having an excuse to show the Kay Ivey video where she burps.
Yes.
Not once, but twice. And then just friends and family and all of those things. And then Cole and Catherine Kubelik, and just Cole bringing his favorite Birmingham desserts for five favorites,
was which so was good, glorious. Including his homemade Oreos, which you think of a thing that you didn't see coming, that someday you would be sitting on stage eating some homemade Oreos that Cole
homemade. He's taken the Oreo thins, and then he has added double stuff or triple stuff Oreo filling. It's a whole deal.
It's a thing. It's a commitment.
It was sweet.
And he brought a Ziploc baggie. And one of our friends said to me after the show, I can't remember, it might have been David, it might have been your husband, but somebody said, hey, I don't think that you gave him enough grief for like his homemade dessert in a Ziploc bag, and you just ate it.
We both did.
Just ate it, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think, but at the time, the whole thing for me is like an out-of-body experience. I told you, we left Gus Meyer's shoes on Saturday when we went in, I was like, I don't even remember what shoes I bought. Like, my brain can't keep up with everything that's going on, which maybe that's why, because when I showed Perry the video that somebody got of me totally coming in and walking up to the stage the wrong way, Perry watched it and he goes, how did you think you were going to get on that stage? He's like, where were you even going? I was like, I don't know. I was so overwhelmed. People were standing up. They were cheering. The music was playing. I could not process anything. And I
was yelling. I was going, Melanie! Melanie! You didn't hear me. You just walking.
Because I was so overwhelmed. Like, nothing in your life prepares you. I mean, y'all were so excited to see us, and that still just blows my mind. It's the sweetest, but I can't get over it. So I think I was just completely overwhelmed. And so I just thought I was going to hop up on that stage. I don't really know. We had been over where I was supposed to go enter. I don't know what the problem is.
The other thing is when we broke for intermission, or as Cole called it, halftime.
Yes.
When we broke for halftime, the back of my head was as wet as it would have been if I had taken a shower. Like, you know, when I get really hot, I sweat out of my head first. Like, that's where I'm going. Like, it's going to come out there first. And I would have loved to have taken my temperature, because I think between like the adrenaline and the heat that I felt internally.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much the external heat, was like, I got dialed up inside, kind of like, I mean, as one does at this point in life, it was like the hot flash that didn't have an end point.
Yeah.
So, I've never been happier to get back to the 58 degree room. But I was so delighted when it was all said and done to immediately take off those silver pants, put on leggings, pull my hair up. And then we went to a bar called the Margaret here in Birmingham, and they had a hot dog truck outside. Yes, they did. Mikey's Hot Dog Cafe. And I'm not a hot dog person generally.
No.
I mean, but I had a hot dog, and I don't even know who ordered me that hot dog. Did Elise order me that hot dog?
I don't know. My friend Amy Case ordered about 17 hot dogs. I felt like when I walked up, she was like, hey, I'm getting a bunch of hot dogs. And so I don't know who all, but there were wings. There were also some Parmesan fries. There were hot dogs.
Yes. It was, and we had, I mean, like we had, we had ordered Lady Bird Taco that morning to the hotel, and we'd had like a taco and some chips and salsa.
Yeah.
But we didn't eat lunch. We didn't eat before the show.
No.
And that hot dog was one of the best.
It was the hot dog of my life.
It was the hot dog of my life. And it was dressed with ketchup and mustard, which I normally don't put mustard on my hot dog. My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah.
I don't know when I've had anything that good. I mean, Helen, the night before, obviously. Yeah. But like in terms of that kind of food, it was next level. I will seek them out again.
Yeah.
Mikey's Hot Dog Cafe. I didn't know about them, but that was fantastic.
It was so good. And it was the perfect thing. And I laughed because we got our hot dogs and then I ate my hot dog. And then I sat down, I think, next to your friend Elise. And she was like, did you have some of the Parmesan fries? And I was like, no. And she said, here, eat these. And opened up somebody's food container that I didn't know. So what I'm saying is I went against myself and all my principles so many times because I was just eating these Parmesan cheese fries from I don't know whose they were or where they had come from, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
I know. It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
No.
We made it through. I don't know. Well, I was up, I know, until about 4 that morning. We discovered this in College Station that we can't sleep after a live show.
No.
I was up till about 4.
Yeah.
And finally went to sleep and got up maybe at like 9:30. I don't know. But it's the strangest experience. It's just a strange experience, but a delightful one and a fun one.
Yeah.
But for somebody who can't live in the moment, I have to process everything in the rearview mirror. It takes me a long time to think back through it.
Yep. I agree. And it's funny because even like I've watched some of the show back, like different parts, and I'm like, I don't really even remember that.
I haven't watched it back.
I haven't watched the whole thing because I can't. But I will have, I'm going to say shout out to our kids because I thought Alex and Caroline did such a great job. They were such gamers. I think because of our personalities, like it didn't even dawn on me that I was like, oh, there might be a lot of kids that would not be interested nor want to get up on the stage with their mothers.
I legitimately only thought about that Saturday.
Same.
It didn't really occur to me until well after the fact. That, man, that's something that they would do that with us.
Yeah, that they would get up and and do that and be a part of it and answer those questions and do all the things. And they both were so fun and funny and delightful. And I think in reflection, like at the time, I don't think I appreciated it, but I was like, look at our babies. Look at these babies who,
I know,
you know, who were used to take naps while we did our podcast. And now here they are, these grown adults, and they're so lovely and they're so funny. And it was so good. And then I think what I've loved when we were on the plane on the way home, I looked at Caroline. I said, all of a sudden a picture of Alex Hudson popped up and I said, what? And she said, oh, we're Snapchatting. And I was like, oh, this was like the first time that they spent enough time together. And she said that like, cause so she and Ella and Alex and Jackson, Alex's roommate, all rode from the venue to the bar to meet us. And she said it was so fun because in that moment, you're like, we're all just college kids. And we got to kind of know each other as college kids. And she said, and Alex is like the only other person that kind of understands this weird world, like this podcast world. And I just love that. I love that that this was the trip that that felt like that that happened.
I know. My favorite picture that our friend Lindsay took is, and I don't know what point in the show it was, but it's Caroline and Alex sitting beside each other and she's telling him something. I don't know what she's telling him, but her eyes are huge.
Yeah.
And he's sort of leaning over and listening with a little bit of a grin on his face. And that really, I mean, that that could have put me in the bed when I saw it.
Yeah.
Because when you think about them so little on the on those early podcasts, you know, with Alex saying, Caroline,
yes, you come to my house today.
You come to my house today, you know? And she's like, I'm in San Antonio.
Yes.
And then there they are.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah,
it was really sweet. And Alex actually, I sent him that picture. I can't remember what at what point, and I got a reply from him like at 12:30 in the morning. I guess it was after I got home, and he said the sweetest things in that text. Mm-hmm. About, you know, he was like, here's my sappy thought for the century. But oh, there she is.
That's Perry.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. I'm gonna tell him I'm podcasting.
One thing that we all have to do, whether we want to or not, is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that is where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food, healthy grocery store that has so many of my favorite items. Thrive Market has become my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And I love the convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to my doorstep. It's such a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. I love how they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit whatever I'm looking for. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on average over 30% every time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. I love the Wisps Cheese Crisp, the Chomps Beef Sticks, the Thrive Market Double Chocolate Chip Granola, and the Winged CBD Relaxation Gummies. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. You can save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Now, we had a whole separate adventure on Friday because we got up eventually Friday.
Yes. Yes.
I went across the street. We were staying at the Valley Hotel, which we love. It's such a great hotel here in Birmingham. So I went across the little, I don't know, parking lot to Edgar's with Emma Kate and Tracy and Catherine, mm-hmm. three of my college friends. And we just sat and drank coffee and caught up a little bit. And then I got y'all and you and Gully and Caroline and I went and got massages. Rita
yes,
was supposed to go with us, but couldn't go at the last minute. And so we went and got massages, which the whole time, like the first 40 minutes of that massage, I'm just running the show back through my head.
Yeah.
But it was such a good way to decompress. And then we went back and picked up Hillary and Amy, Melanie's mm-hmm. from San Antonio, and we all went to Tuscaloosa to watch the Aggies play the Crimson Tide.
Listen, I can't think of a better way to spend mm-hmm. a post-show day.
I can't either.
It was so fun. I'd never been to Tuscaloosa, so I was kind of dying to see it. And then when we realized, y'all, when we planned the show, we didn't even realize that A&M was playing baseball that same weekend. But then it was like, oh, we've got to go.
Yeah.
And man, it was fun. And it was what a great day to sit and mm-hmm. have one of those little frozen watermelon things that I had.
That Rita's frozen situation was, I thought I hadn't told David about that Rita's watermelon thing I had in Tuscaloosa yet. It was so good. Yeah.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. And so we had a great time. We watched the Aggies won that game. They took the series, although they did lose the game on Saturday, but that's okay. But we had a great time watching the baseball game. And I loved seeing, you know, what another baseball stadium is like and all the things. Although Alabama, y'all have a pretty good team. More of y'all ought to show up to watch your guys play baseball.
Y'all are not doing it. Y'all are not feeling that thing like you should for your baseball team. That is quite good.
Yeah. So
because I told Melanie last week or whenever we decided that we were going to go, and she was like, do you think we can get tickets? And I was like, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to see the Bulldogs many times in that stadium because it's just not the same kind of demand that we have in Starkville or you have in College Station. And listen, Alabama fans, your baseball team, they're good. And that's a fun day. And that's a fine baseball stadium.
Yeah.
So y'all should enjoy it.
Yeah. I didn't really like the graphic that comes up that says dinger party when somebody hits a home run. I'm going to say you might want to rethink that.
I forgot.
forgot about Danger Party. Feels like you might want to rethink that.
Oh, gosh.
But other than that, it's a great atmosphere. But that's what Sophie said. I'm so used to, like, this year especially, like, if you want to get tickets at Olsen Field, it's like, we would like your firstborn child and a $500 deposit. And so I went on and I was like, can I get us tickets? And I was like, they were $12 a piece. I mean, that's insanity for, like, good seats. So anyway, y'all ought to roll Tide right on over to your baseball field and support
the team. That's right. You should. We did that. I gave the best impromptu tour of the University of Alabama campus that I could. There were some detours. We had to go around some roads twice because there were some things blocked off. But I do want to say this. I can't remember who I said this to this weekend, but I've never seen that campus any prettier.
Yeah.
And I have been to that campus a lot of times. Listen, Alabama fans, the people who are taking care of your grass are understanding some things they didn't understand 10 years ago. But just like the grass looks so pretty and the trees look so pretty. And of course, it's, you know, it's the end of the semester for the kids. And it felt picturesque
on
that campus Friday night.
Those sorority houses. I mean, I had heard, but I had not, I mean, like seeing them, I'm like, that's a whole thing. I mean, oh my gosh. Like,
it was also clean as a whistle. And maybe because I typically see it on game days, you know, when it's a little rowdier and a little, you know, there might be some trash here and there, but it was clean as a whistle. It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was super fun.
Yeah. Fun to share that with y'all. And then we drove back to Birmingham in a small monsoon.
Yeah. Gosh, bless your heart, y'all. Sophie took one for the team. It was like, it really was a monsoon. It was like, what is happening?
Look, I've driven that road so many times, how many hundreds of times, that if I had been somewhere I didn't know, I would have gotten probably a little unnerved.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Yeah.
And then we went to The Essential here in Birmingham for a late supper. That was so great because nothing sounded better to me than a cheeseburger. And they have a fine one.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. And so, and then we went back to the hotel. And then Caroline had a little hiccup with her travel plans on Saturday.
I'm going to tell y'all that this is going to come as no surprise to anyone. And I hoped better. So I had flown Caroline out of College Station. The only airline that flies out of College Station, because we have two gates at that airport, is American Airlines. And so I flew her into Birmingham on American Airlines. She was supposed to fly home via Dallas into College Station through American Airlines. When I woke up Saturday morning, I woke up to an email that her flight had been delayed about an hour. So then I start to look to see, can she make her connection? And then it's like, okay, she can still make the connection. We're going to be good. Then it got delayed another hour. So I'm like, okay, the connection starts to be in question.
Yes.
So I start to kind of figure out, like, what are we going to do? Like, I'm kind of like, because here's the thing, she's 20, so she can't rent a car. She can't, you know, I'm like, oh my word.
Is that your shoes I shipped in?
They don't even know what's happening. They're just, So anyway, then we get another text. And now I'm like, okay, now this is a problem because she's not going to make her connection. And there was not another flight to College Station. And so I was like, going to have to pivot. So what I'm going to say is, number one, American Airlines continues to be the worst. Okay. They continue to be the absolute worst. When I finally, the good news is they ended up completely canceling that flight. So they're going to offer me a travel credit, which I want to be like, I don't even want your travel credit because I don't want to travel American Airlines anymore. But whatever. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So what I ended up doing was, thankfully, there was room on the Southwest flight that Gully and I were taken back to San Antonio. So I got Caroline a ticket on that flight. She ended up flying home to San Antonio with me. But what also happened is we got to the Birmingham airport and I hadn't checked the weather. I wasn't interested in the weather. It didn't really matter. And so we get there, we were supposed to leave at 3:55. They were like, no, it's going to be 4:30. And then they were basically like, hey, y'all, the weather is real problematic from basically Texas to Birmingham. So they said all of Southwest is now on a delay. We're shut down. We don't know what's going to happen. And so that's when I texted you and was like, hey, we may be stuck here. Like, I don't know that we're getting out. And then about 5:30, and I mean, when you looked at the radar, it literally was red from Texas to Alabama, like lines of storms. And so then we had the best Southwest Airlines gate attendant. I wish that I could tell you his name, but I don't remember. But he got on that deal and he kept saying, y'all, we're doing the best we can. this is, you know, I'm sorry, this is, it's a weather situation. We've got to figure it out. He got on that deal, I'm telling you, at 5:20. And he said, we have a window that if we can get this plane loaded, we can get out of here, but y'all got to move. He's like, you got to move
fast. I appreciate it.
We got to
appreciate it.
Listen, mm-hmm. He's like, we got to go. He's like, get your stuff. And I guess some people had gone and tried to change their flight and then thought they could just get on this flight. And then he came back on. He said, hey, if you changed your flight, you're not getting on this flight. Go talk to the desk. And then he did like, we had a whole other snafu where Caroline ended up in my A boarding group. I was like C boarding group because of her. So like she and Gully loaded and I was still standing there with a group of other people. He said, hey, there is no ABC. Get on this plane. He's like, get on the plane. I've never had Southwest. He was like, just get on.
And they got y'all out.
Listen,
they did it.
It was the fastest. I'm going to say I have never seen an airplane. And now it wasn't a full flight, but I mean, I have never seen an airline board people that fast, get the doors closed and pull out from the gate. It happened so fast. I mean, so kudos to you, Southwest Airlines. You continue to do the most. I appreciate it. We got to Dallas. Our flight out of Dallas to San Antonio was delayed because at that point, everything was delayed. So Gully and Caroline and I went to go eat at like this Cool River Cafe restaurant that's in Dallas Love. But I'm going to tell you that our waitress told us something interesting. She had said it had been a crazy day because so many flights had been canceled. They'd been so busy. They'd had angry people in all day. Gully ended up giving her a hug before it was all over. But one of the things she told us, she said, you know, you wonder why, she said, these airlines keep like pushing off your flights and telling you like, no, we're going to leave, we're going to leave, we're going to leave, and then ultimately cancel. She said the airlines split 10% of all profits that the restaurants and all the shops at the airport take in on any given day.
Seriously?
Yeah. So she said it benefits them to keep you sitting here spending money and drinking and eating and all that stuff, as opposed to just saying, hey, your flight's canceled. Go home.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Oh, goodness. But you made it home. You made it back. And then you got to drive to College Station. Yes.
So we made it home. We got home finally about midnight on Saturday night. We were exhausted. Came home, took the shower of my life. And then Caroline just, it was... My car was in the shop and we couldn't pick it up till Monday. So all that to say, we really couldn't get Caroline back till Sunday. It worked out fine. And so I got up yesterday morning on Monday and I drove her to College Station, basically dropped her off at her house, put clean sheets on her bed, got in my car, turned around, came back to San Antonio. So it's been a journey.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. But listen, it was so fun. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I can't wait for the Dallas live show. I love the live shows. They're so fun.
I know. I do too. They're so fun.
Yeah.
And as always, Retha, a champion.
Oh, too. Man.
Because what she had to deal with this time was a lot.
It was a lot.
There was just a lot. There was a lot of just things to address the day of, and a lot of things to try to fix. And so we can't thank her enough for just
100%.
How she gets in there. And then she had to deal with me and my reaction to the heat. And I mean, it was not the easiest of the live shows. And I say that because we've done two.
Yeah.
But it was so delightful and we so enjoyed it and so appreciate those of you who were able to be with us. We thank you a bunch.
100%. It was so good. It was so good. I will say just FYI, we are going to live stream one of the nights in Dallas. And so at some point, y'all, we're going to announce that when it's time to buy, but you can't buy it after the fact. We love y'all, but you can't buy it after the fact. So I just want to go ahead and say that so everybody can hear it. That's the way that works. I wish it was different, but like, that's just not the way it works.
Yeah. They're just not good. They've got to cut off because they're tech support issues. And we had tech issues with this live stream from Birmingham, but because we weren't also trying to sell tickets when the tech issues hit, like they can deal with that. And Retha had to really get in there with that to get that worked out. And it was all good in the end.
Yeah.
But there's going to be, and I don't think we really realized that probably until last week,
no.
that there will be a really hard cutoff for live stream tickets for Dallas. So we'll be sure to keep y'all posted about what that is.
For sure. For sure. So,
by the way, I also wanted to say one of the bonus pieces of Caroline's flight, not working out, the original flight not working out, was that you, Caroline Gully, and I got to go to Gasmyer together.
Oh my God.
That was a happy time. That was, I have a picture of, and we, listen, we just tried on things, yeah. You know, but there
so
was
many
a
shoes.
Time when our friend Maggie just went to the back and you said, Maggie, just pull some things you think I might like. Yeah. Maggie came out with a tower of about 7 boxes.
Yeah, she did.
And
yeah, she did.
We just sat there and tried on shoes. It was like therapy.
Oh, it was so good. But I'm telling y'all, it's one of those things that like, for all that, like clothing, I can sift through and I know this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I need. I get so overwhelmed by shoes. I get so.
You do. You do get overwhelmed by shoes. You don't have the same initial yes or no with shoes that you do with clothes.
I don't.
You have to think about it a minute.
Yeah, I don't. And so it really like, and then I'm trying to picture my closet. Like, what do I already have? What do I need? What? And so anyway, I got a little overwhelmed, but Maggie was a hero for our times and she helped me figure out. And then you and Gully and Caroline helped me figure out what I needed. And so it was good. Caroline did not have the same problem. She found about 4 or 5 different pairs of shoes that she would like.
I know. Melanie had to give Caroline a limit.
I did. But
she found several things
yes.
that she really enjoyed. She
mm-hmm,
did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me. It was a good time.
It was such a good time. Man, it was such a good time. And so now I'm going to continue to just sleep. I was so glad to get home and be reunited with my chili pad on my bed.
No doubt. I had, well, that's a whole separate story. We won't get into that.
Yeah.
But I had tried to find just, you know, maybe a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling mattress pad situation, but it did not work out.
No, it was.
I've already returned it.
Yeah, it was a valiant effort. It just didn't have quite the same configuration as the chili pad, yeah. But I appreciated it. But you did bring me a fan, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it time for 5 favorites?
It is time for 5 favorites. I'm going to start with our Gasmyer shoe situation. I tried on mm-hmm. a lot of different shoes. I tried on a lot of different sandals. I tried on a lot of different things. What I finally landed on are these. So Maggie kept saying, you've got to try the Onceps. You've got to try the Onceps. And then Sophie tried a pair and she was like, oh my gosh, these are so good. And so then I tried a pair, but I ended up getting these Onsep sneakers and they are like this orchid color with these yellow shoelaces. They're so summery, but when I put them on, the biggest thing is, and y'all, they're not cheap. They're bougie, mm-hmm. but they are so comfortable. Oh my gosh.
It's unreal. It's unreal. I mean, it is, I've never put a sneaker on my foot like this.
No.
Ever.
No. And that's why I kind of kept like, Sophie was like, you know, whatever. Maggie was like, try them. You should try them. And I was like, I mean, it's a sneaker. I mean, sneakers are kind of sneakers. They're all kind of in the same realm. Mm-hmm. No, these are like a whole different dimension of sneakers. Like
they're padded so everywhere.
Yeah.
They're padded on the back of the heel. They're padded on the part that like the tongue of it's pad. Everything is padded. So it's like sticking your foot in a piece of memory foam.
Yeah.
But like really good memory foam. It's
man,
something
it's
else.
So good. Mm-hmm. So good. So that's my first one. The next one is someone, and gosh, I wish I could remember her name right now, gave us a lovely little gift bag of some different stuff. And one of the things that was in it were these Sanders Sea Salt Dark Chocolate Caramels. Caroline and I opened them up in the room and Caroline was like, this is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my whole life. Caroline had a moment of panic because when we were going through security on the way, she was like, can I take these chocolate caramels home to College Station? And I was like, sure. And so when we went through security, she'd had them in her backpack and her backpack got flagged. God. I don't really know why. And she was like, are they going to take my chocolate caramels? Like that was... It didn't matter. She was like, don't let him. And then the thing is this is the kind of thing that Perry would find and eat all of them. And so if you could have seen Caroline, because she ended up spending Sunday night at home, it's like the way she snuck these out of her room and ate them in a way that her dad wouldn't see them because she didn't want to share them was just hilarious. But they're so good. And I found them on Amazon. And oh my gosh, I ordered some immediately because it's like the perfect little thing to eat after dinner. Like one of them
is
so good.
It is. And that sea salt.
Oh my gosh.
Sea salt on there is delicious.
It's perfection. I mean, now it isn't a homemade Oreo in a Ziploc bag, but
sorry, Cole. It is not.
Sorry, Cole. But it what is, but it's good. They're really good. The next thing, and this is a very Bryan College Station specific thing, but I feel like we have a lot of Bryan College Station listeners, and I really want to give a shout out because for Caroline's Ring Day last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was now, when I ordered food, I ordered two different charcuterie boards from this Nosh Social company that is based in College Station. And they were so good. And she did one for us that was like savory and cheeses and fruits and all of that stuff. And she did another one that was all sweet stuff. And it had like macaroons and these chocolate covered Oreos and just all kinds of different sweet stuff. And they were both so beautiful. She delivered them to the party. They were amazing. Everybody talked about them. They're so good. So if you are in the Bryan College Station area, I want to give her a shout out because I mean, she did a phenomenal job.
Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're really, really pretty. The next thing is something that I just ordered for myself when I saw it on the Tuckernuck site because I love all my button downs, but I was really looking for like a short sleeve button down for summer that I could throw on with jeans or cutoffs or whatever. And I found this Pominder place. I think it's sold out and everything, maybe, but the blue stripe, but it's so cute. It's so crisp. It has this little bit of kind of a ruffled collar that stands up. And it just kind of hangs. It's so cute. And it just, I mean, you could wear it with cutoffs. You could wear it with white jeans. You could wear it with whatever, but I just think it's darling.
I think it is darling.
Isn't it so cute?
Perfectly like darling, as Martha would say.
Thank you. Thank you. I just loved it. And then the last thing is, and I had these on. So as y'all know, I did get some discounted Ray-Bans that were 50% off because it was buy one, get one half off. And I bought it.
Which they never do. Ever do that.
It was a very special sale. It was a very special sale.
Just for you. Yes.
Just for me. But what I brought to Alabama and the other sunglasses that I am loving, because I don't trust myself to travel with my nice sunglasses, but I bought these square aviator sunglasses about a month ago. They're $15, but I love them. They're so comfortable. They're lightweight. They fit under a baseball cap. They're just a great little aviator sunglass if you are in, and they've got a pretty good size frame. Anyway, they're just great sunglasses if you are looking for a budget sunglass.
They're really cute.
Yeah, thank you.
I enjoyed seeing you wear them to the baseball game.
Well, thank you so much. Wearing them to the I was so glad we didn't have to stay sitting in the sun at that baseball game, but I did enjoy wearing my $15 sunglasses.
Yes, darling. I think they were fantastic. So thank you. That's a good summer option.
Yeah. So anyway, so those are my five favorites.
Well done. And way to come through post live show where you also had five favorites.
Yes.
And to come up with five more. I mean,
Yeah, it was kind of a struggle to figure out like what on earth have I not mentioned, but there you have it.
Well, I'm about to order that shirt for me, that Pominder Place shirt.
Mm-hmm. It's super cute. I just thought I will love wearing that all summer.
I think I'm going to get it in white.
Okay, I think you should. You know how I feel about a white shirt. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like I could justify another white shirt.
I know, but I kind of need one. So a short sleeve one. So here we go. Off to the races.
Well, there you go. All right.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll probably go take a nap now. And
yes.
We thank you so much if you were able to be with us here in Birmingham. If you weren't, but you were with us on the live stream, thank you for that. And if you weren't able to be with us at all, just know that we missed you.
Yep. So thanks y'all for listening. Thanks for shopping. Thanks for just being the greatest listeners. We love y'all so much.
We really do. All right. Y'all have a good rest of your week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Ow.